5th of January, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, he is Alpha and Omega, he the source, the ending he, of all things that are and have been, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore. Blessed was the day for ever, when the Virgin, full of grace, by the Holy Ghost conceiving, bore the Saviour of our race. And the Child, the world's Redeemer, first revealed his sacred face, evermore and evermore. Glory be to God the Father, glory be to God the Son. Glory to the Holy Spirit, persons three, at Godhead one. Glory be from all creation, while eternal ages run, evermore and evermore. The word of the Lord is a shield for all who make him their refuge. Psalm 17 continued. As for God, his ways are perfect, the word of the Lord purest gold. He indeed is the shield of all who make him their refuge. For who is God but the Lord? Who is a rock but our God? The God who guides me with strength and makes the path safe before me. My feet you made swift as the deer's. You have made me stand firm on the heights. You have trained my hands for battle and my arms to bend the heavy bow. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The word of the Lord is a shield for all who make him their refuge. Lord, your right hand upheld me. Psalm 17 continued. You gave me your saving shield. You upheld me, trained me with care. You gave me freedom for my steps. My feet have never slipped. I pursued and overtook my foes, never turning back till they were slain. I smote them so they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You girded me with strength for battle. You made my enemies fall beneath me. You made my foes take flight. Those who hated me I destroyed. They cried, but there was no one to save them. They cried to the Lord, but in vain. I crushed them, fine as dust, before the wind, trod them down like dirt in the streets. You saved me from the feuds of the people, and put me at the head of the nations. People unknown to me served me. When they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreign nations came to me cringing. Foreign nations faded away. They came trembling out of their strongholds. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, your right hand upheld me. Long life to the Lord, praised be the God who saves me. Psalm 17 continued. Long life to the Lord, my rock, Praised be the God who saves me, the God who gives me redress and subdues people under me. You saved me from my furious foes. You set me above my assailants. You saved me from the violent men. So I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing a psalm to your name. He has given great victories to his king and shown his love for his anointed, for David and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Long life to the Lord. Praise be the God who saves me. This was the real light that shines on all men. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 4. Be persistent in prayer, and keep alert as you pray, with thanks to God. At the same time, pray also for us, so that God will give us a good opportunity to preach his message, to tell the secret of Christ. For that is why I am now in prison. Pray then, that I may speak in such a way as to make it clear, as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards those who are not believers, making good use of every opportunity you have. Your speech should always be pleasant and interesting, and you should know how to give the right answer to everyone. Our dear brother Tychicus, who is a faithful worker and fellow servant in the Lord's work, will give you all the news about me. That is why I am sending him to you, to cheer you up by telling you how all of us are getting along. With him goes Onesimus, the dear and faithful brother who belongs to your group. They will tell you everything that is happening here. Aristarchus, who is in prison with me, sends you greeting, and so does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have already received instructions about him to welcome him if he comes your way. Joshua, called Justus, also sends greetings. These three are the only Jewish converts who work with me in the kingdom of God, and they have been a great help to me. Greetings to Epaphras, another member of your group, and a servant of Christ Jesus. He always prays fervently for you, asking God to make you stand firm, mature, and fully convinced in complete obedience to his will. I can personally testify to his hard work for you and for the people of Laodicea and Hierapolis. Luke, our dear doctor, and Demas send you their greeting. Give our best wishes to the brothers in Laodicea and to Nympha and the church that meets in her house. After you read this letter, make sure that it is read also in the church at Laodicea. At the same time, you are to read the letter Laodicea sent you, and tell Archippus, be sure to finish the task you were given in the Lord's service. With my own hand I write this. Greetings from Paul. Do not forget my chains. May God's grace be with you. Responsory from Colossians 4. Let us pray for one another that God will give us a good opportunity to preach his message, to reveal the mystery of Christ. May our mouths declare the praise of God. May the Lord open our lips to reveal the mystery of Christ. A reading from a sermon by St. Augustine. What man knows all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden in Christ and concealed in the poverty of his flesh? Though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, so that by his poverty we might become rich. When he made mortality his own and made away with death, he appeared in poverty. But he promised riches, riches that were only deferred. He did not lose riches that were taken away from him. How great is the abundance of his goodness, which he hides for those who fear him, which he perfects for those who hope in him. Our knowledge is partial until what is perfect comes. to make us fit to receive this perfection, he who is equal to the Father in the form of God, and made like to us in the form of a slave, transforms us to the likeness of God. The only Son of God, made Son of Man, makes many sons of men, sons of God. The slaves, sustained by the visible form of the slave, he frees and makes children, so that they may see the form of God. We are God's children. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appears, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. What are these treasures of wisdom and knowledge? What are these divine riches, except what is sufficient for us? What is that abundance of goodness, except what fills us? Show us the Father, then, and it is sufficient for us. In one of the Psalms, someone says to him from among us, or from within us, or for us, quote, I shall be filled when your glory is manifested. End of quote. He and the Father are one. Whoever sees him sees the Father also. So then, he, the Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. He will bring us back, he will show us his face, and we shall be saved. We shall be filled, he will be sufficient for us. Until this happens, until he shows us what is sufficient for us, until we drink him as the fountain of life and are filled, until then we are exiles from him and walk by faith. Until then we hunger and thirst for justice and long with a passion beyond words for the beauty of the form of God. Until then, let us celebrate his birth in the form of a slave with humble devotion. We are not yet able to contemplate the fact that he was begotten by the Father before the dawn, but let our minds dwell on the fact that he was born of the Virgin during the hours of night. We do not yet grasp that his name endures before the sun, but let us acknowledge his tent placed in the sun. Though we do not behold the only Son's abiding in his Father, let us remember the bridegroom coming out from his bridal room. Though we are still unready for our Father's banquet, let us acknowledge the manger of our Lord Jesus Christ. Responsory from 1 John. The life was made visible, we have seen it, and we here declare to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made visible to us. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us the power to know the true God. We are in the true God, and we are in his Son, Jesus Christ. There is the true God. This is eternal life, which was with the Father and was made visible to us. Let us pray. God our Father, since through the human birth of your only Son you began in us the work of redemption, keep us firm in faith, and with Christ as shepherd of our souls, bring us to the glory you have promised. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.